HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast. Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. Is hafte we are in conversation with Gauri, somebody who has dealt with multiple health problems all her life, starting from an ectopic pregnancy to thyroid to a severe form of UTI and many other tiny battles that she has fought on a daily basis. Aao, tune in karo aur ek aur champion ki kahani suno.
Namaste, mera naam Gauri hai. I live in Noida. I'm 29. And the founder of brand Tattva Pure Soul. Talking about my childhood, I had a very normal childhood, जैसे बाकी बच्चों का होता है. School, friends, games, taking part in all the physical activities, like we used to have kho-kho at that time, volleyball, and I was the captain of the volleyball team in my school and then college. So I had a very normal childhood. We are three siblings and we had a very actually controlling father. He was very strict and disciplined. My mom and dad relationship was not very nice. It was not very good. There used to be physical and verbal fights, I think almost weekly as I remember. I had a typical arranged marriage. I was in my MBA third semester when I got married. And after a month, I got to know that I'm pregnant. And that actually came as a shock. Because I had my MBA to complete and I barely knew my husband. My mother-in-law became furious as I had to leave my MBA. I even went to doctor for abortion. But he actually advised us to go with the baby, as these days many couples are trying a lot to get pregnant. And he told us that we are the lucky couple that we are getting pregnant. So we should go with the baby and we should consider this as the blessing. And we then continued happily. In my first pregnancy, in the first trimester, I was diagnosed with the internal bleeding in the uterus. So doctor advised me to take complete rest, where I could not even move an inch because this could hurt the baby. In the later pregnancy, I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes.
Now let's understand what gestational diabetes means. Gestational diabetes is a condition in which your blood sugar levels become really high during pregnancy. While some women can manage it through diet and exercise, some might have to take insulin or other medications. While gestational diabetes goes away after you give birth, it can affect your baby's health and raises the risk of getting type 2 diabetes later in life.
So during the operation, doctor told me that I can't go for the normal delivery, so I had to go for C-section. After the C-section, I actually was in a lot of pain because I was vomiting like hell and my baby was also not very fine. She was not able to breathe normally. I was in such a condition where I was in a lot of pain, so there was a lot of tension at that moment.
The reason why Gauri had such a complicated delivery is because of ectopic pregnancy. Before we go back to her story, let's understand what ectopic pregnancy means. Ectopic pregnancy is when a fertilized egg gets implanted in your fallopian tube or somewhere else in your abdomen. In these cases, the pregnancy cannot continue normally and requires emergency treatment.
After my C-section, I had gestational diabetes, so I was overweight. I lost, I think, all my confidence. I was shy to go out. So it was not a great time, I would say. I had a baby at the age of 22, so it was a lot difficult. on the advice of my mother-in-law, I went for copper tea insertion to avoid unwanted pregnancy. The doctor did not ask me for a urine test, and soon after the insertion, I had severe bleeding for a month. Doctor told me it's normal, but my husband was very much worried and he insisted to go to another doctor. After diagnosis, she advised, or I should say ordered, for operation in an hour. Because I had severe pain and the septic would have spread into the body due to the ectopic pregnancy. मैंने अपना सेकेंड बेबी कंसीव किया ऑलमोस्ट आफ्टर 11 मंथ्स ऑफ माय एक्टोपिक प्रेगनेंसी एंड ये टाइम था जब मैं सोच रही थी अपना करियर शुरू करने की. आई शुड कंप्लीट माय एमबीए एंड देन आई शुड फाइंड अ गुड व्हाइट कॉलर जॉब एंड सेटल. बट आई कंसीव्ड एंड ड्यू टू माय प्रीवियस हिस्ट्री ऑफ एक्टोपिक प्रेगनेंसी डॉक्टर्स टोल्ड मी कि नाउ द चांसेस ऑफ कंसीविंग फॉर द सेकेंड बेबी विल रिड्यूस बाय 50%. If we really want to have one more kid, then this is the right time and I should not abort the kid. So actually, I would say I was never ready for the second child. I was 24, so I just wanted some time for myself, for my daughter, for my family, for my husband. So I was not ready for this. Mentally and physically both. 9 months pehle hi मेरा एक्टोपिक प्रेगनेंसी का ऑपरेशन हुआ था एंड माय लेफ्ट फेलोपियन ट्यूब वाज रिमूव्ड बिकॉज इट वाज कंप्लीटली डैमेज्ड. देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ केओस. सो डीप डाउन आई वाज लूजिंग मायसेल्फ. आई वाज गोइंग इनटू डिप्रेशन एंड आई टोल्ड माय हस्बैंड दैट आई डोंट वांट टू हैव दिस बेबी. कैन वी अबॉर्ट इट राइट नाउ. इट वाज 4 months. But he encouraged me that things will go well and let's go with the time, let's go with the flow, and he gave me strength. I was diagnosed with thyroid in my second pregnancy. So because of all this, my child was diagnosed with hyperglycemia. Obviously for a mother, it's very shocking to know that the kid who's still not born is suffering from a disease because of the mother. Due to lack of my concern towards my health, I developed UTI, urinary tract infection. The things were getting so bad that I used to bleed, literally, sitting on the pot seat. And I used to cry with pain. It was so painful. I had a discussion with my doctor and she told me that you are getting this UTI again and again because of your thyroid, so you have to take your medicines on time. After that, my daughter got this UTI and she had to bear this unbearable pain. So this was too much for me. So I decided that I have to take care of all this, and before that I have to take care of myself. I started taking my medicines on time. Then I had to take control of my life in my own hands so that I can at least let my kids lead a normal life. Change of mentality, the change of behavior helped me a lot to cope up with this thyroid and UTI.
On one hand, where Gauri was trying to understand thyroid and UTI a little bit better, she was also realizing that these were still very much taboo topics in our country. People were not really talking or having access to menstrual hygiene products as easily as Gauri wanted. So come, let's listen to Gauri and understand how she tackled this and eventually worked towards making menstrual hygiene a more accessible and available topic.
हम औरतें एक्चुअली बहुत सेल्फलेस होती हैं, मुझे ऐसा लगता है. जैसे मेरी मम्मी को हमेशा ये ध्यान रहता था कि मैंने अपना ब्रेकफास्ट किया कि नहीं किया, पर एक्चुअली मैंने कभी ये नहीं देखा कि उन्होंने कभी अपना टाइम से उन्होंने अपना ब्रेकफास्ट किया हो या टाइम से अपना लंच या डिनर. मतलब हर चीज डिपेंड करती थी हम बच्चों के या मेरे फादर के टाइमिंग्स के ऊपर. वुमेन आर सो मच इन्वॉल्व इन देयर फैमिली कि दे एक्चुअली फॉरगेट अबाउट देमसेल्फ. दूसरा, हमारे कंट्री में लैक्मे की क्रीम हो उसका एड सबसे ज्यादा आपको दिखाई देगा, उसके होर्डिंग्स दिखाई देंगे, पर अगर बात आती है मेंस्ट्रुअल हाइजीन की तो पीपल अवॉइड टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट। आप अगर विमेन हो और आप जाके एक पैड नहीं खरीद सकते बिकॉज यू फील शाय, पर आप ओपनली जाके एक लिपस्टिक खरीद सकते हो। हिपोक्रेटिक जो सोच है ये मुझे समझ में नहीं आती। तो मैंने ये देखा कि जो मेंस्ट्रुअल हाइजीन से रिलेटेड चीज़ें हैं या एड्स से रिलेटेड चीज़ें हैं या यूरिनरी ट्रैक्ट इन्फेक्शन से रिलेटेड चीज़ें हैं या थायराइड से रिलेटेड चीज़ें हैं, ये सब इतनी ओपनली डिस्कस नहीं होती, और होती हैं तो बहुत कम लोगों तक पहुंच पाती हैं। तो मुझे हमेशा लगा कि मैं लोगों से बात करूं, मैं औरतों को बताऊं कि एक्चुअली जो आपके साथ हो रहा है वो कॉमन है और वो क्योरेबल है। तो एक्चुअली ये आइडिया तब आया, एक तो जब मुझे खुद नहीं पता था कि यूटीआई क्या होता है, मेंस्ट्रुअल हाइजीन क्या होता है, बिकॉज आप कॉलेज में स्कूल में पढ़ते हो पर यू डोंट गो इनटू द डिटेल्स। तो मैंने अपनी आसपास की ही वेमेन को इकट्ठा करना शुरू किया, स्लम एरियाज में जाके उनसे बात करना शुरू किया कि क्या क्या प्रॉब्लम्स वो फेस कर रही हैं और किस तरीके से हम उनको सॉर्ट आउट कर सकते हैं। उसमें ही मुझे जो सबसे ज़्यादा हेल्प मिली वो मिली पिंकिश फाउंडेशन से। उनके जो फाउंडर मेंबर हैं मिस्टर अरुण, ही वाज वेरी हेल्पफुल एंड अ वेरी जेन्युइन पर्सन। आप अगर अपने घर का, अपने बच्चों का और अगर अपनी कम्युनिटी के लिए कुछ करना चाह रहे हो, इन सबका ध्यान रखना चाह रहे हो, तो सबसे पहले आप अपना ध्यान रखिए, आप अपनी हेल्थ को सबसे प्रायोरिटी लिस्ट में ऊपर रखिए। और अगर कोई भी छोटा सा छोटा सिम्टम आपको लग रहा है कि यू आर फीलिंग अनइजी एंड ये नॉर्मल नहीं है, डॉक्टर को कंसल्ट करिए। एक डॉक्टर से नहीं, एटलीस्ट टेक 2 to 3 ओपिनियंस कोई भी मेजर डिसीजन लेने से पहले। अगर आप किसी डिप्रेशन में जा रहे हैं तो प्लीज़ किसी से बात करिए, उसे छुपाइए मत। और अगर आपको कोई ऐसी प्रॉब्लम आती है, कोई डिजीज़ है, कुछ प्रॉब्लम है, बच्चा अभी करना है नहीं करना है, ये आपका डिसीज़न होना चाहिए, क्योंकि अल्टीमेटली एक औरत को ही उसे पालना होता है, उसका भविष्य, उस बच्चे का भविष्य उसकी माँ की मेंटल और फिजिकल स्टेट पे बहुत ज़्यादा डिपेंडेंट होता है। तो आई ऑलवेज बिलीव कि इफ एक हैप्पी मदर कैन रेज बेटर चाइल्ड, सो लेट्स टेक केयर ऑफ दैट वुमन, लेट्स टेक केयर ऑफ हर फिजिकल, मेंटल एंड इमोशनल हेल्थ, लेट्स मेक दैट वुमन हैप्पी।
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.